there were a fence around the yard, and there were signs up saying beware of the dog. You wouldn't want to go in there because the dog might
attack you, bite you.
Yes, and you would say yesterday he
bit me. He has bitten me many times.
Okay. Would you ever use the phrase dog bit?
Dog bit, no.
Have you ever heard it?
The dog bit me?
No, you say I was dog bit.
Maybe from people that aren't very educated.
Okay. What's the kind of animal that you keep for milk?
Goat.
More commonly.
Cow.
Okay. In a herd of cows, what do you call the male?
Bull.
Did you ever hear of a time or a situation in which people would say that it wasn't proper to use the word bull around women?
No.
Okay. That's a very old thing. What do you call a little one when it's first born?
Calf.
Any distinction between male and female?
Let me see. I don't think so. There's all little baby calves.
All right. When your cow is going to have one, you'd say the cow
is going to have a calf. She is... You don't say she's going to drop for a cow, do you?
What would you say that for?
I don't know. I don't know why I even thought of it, to tell you the truth. Cows. I really have heard that. I heard my uncle use something before, and his cows are gonna have calves, but I can't think what he uses. All right, Sarah, you really makes me feel very unaware. You know,
you're not really supposed to know rural terms.
I know, but I like to know.
When you've lived in a city all your life. What do you call the animals that they used to drive to pull
mules.
Plows? All right, if you had two of those, you'd say you had a...
Mule. Donkey.
If you had two of them, you'd say you had a what of mules?
Team.
Okay.
Or pair.
Okay.
Probably team.
What about bigger ones? Great big things with horns that might pull plows?
Oxes. All right. Oxen.
All right. Do you have any names for two of those that were working together?
Oxen. Team. A pair.
Okay. Now, the kind of animals that you ride are?
Horses.
One of them is a
horse.
And the female is?
What's the letter?
M.
Mare.
All right. What about a male?
The letter?
S.
Steer. Stud.
There's about six terms, and they all start with S, so you're fairly safe there.
Steer, stud, steer is one. Is it?
Not really for horses.
What is a steer? Oh, for a cow.
Okay.
Steer, that's what you mean.
To get back to the stud, though, was that ever not nice to say?
Yes, that's what we talked about that earlier, remember?
Yes,
stud. Now, you don't use stud in front of people. That's not a very, carries a rather indecent
connotation. What would you say, then, if you're talking about your male horse?
My male horse.
Okay.
Him.
You might say, everyone around here likes to, what?
Ride horses.
All right, and last year he...
Rode horses, and he has ridden horses many times.
Good. If you can't stay on, you'd say I fell...
Off.
All right.
He bucked me.
Would you say he bucked me?
A horse might buck you. It's a possibility.
Okay.
I mean, I know that they're not known for bucking, but they could buck you.
Mm-hmm. If a little child went to sleep in bed and then the next morning he found himself on the floor, he might say, I must have...
Fallen off the bed.
All right. What are the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Horseshoes.
And you nail them to?
To feet. Oh, you nail them to the?
The hard part.
Sole.
Of a horse's foot.